What's OPEC going to do?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The price of oil hasn't been this low since early spring. Oil hit $104 a barrel this morning. That's a 30% drop from the record high of July 11th. It looks like Hurricane Ike won't be a major threat to the Gulf. But the oil cartel OPEC is meeting right now to decide whether it will reduce its output and drive the price back up. Iran and a couple of other countries want to do that. Saudi Arabia is standing firm and says the oil market is in good balance right now. Gas prices have crushed our wallets all summer, and that's why the bus and the subway are much more crowded. We got the latest numbers this morning from a public transit industry group known as the APTA. More from Marketplace's Janet Babin at North Carolina Public Radio.
Public transit ridership is up more than 5% this year. All this train and bus hopping is directly related to high gas prices. APTA President William Millar says public transit systems have reached a tipping point. They can't accommodate new riders without a cash infusion. But the housing crisis and credit crunch have state and local budgets tapped out. Millar says it's time the federal government helped pay the bill,
so that public transit systems can add service to serve additional customers who are looking to beat that high cost of gasoline.
Millar says when people use public transit, our air is cleaner and there's less congestion. He'll make the case to a Senate committee today that these benefits deserve federal dollars. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Wall Street had a fat rally yesterday on the bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, but it might have been a one-day bounce. So far, just minor gains for the Dow, 26 points, a fraction to 11,536. The NASDAQ is up 11 points. The S&P 500 is down 3, though. In Asia, the markets were back down again today, close to 2% losses. European shares are mixed so far. Today, for the first time in decades, the Colonel Sanders chicken recipe will be moved from the KFC headquarters in Louisville, Kentucky. This is the handwritten recipe of 11 herbs and spices signed by the Colonel himself. We don't know where it's going or why it's being moved, but no one will get their hands on it. KFC has hired a security team to transport this yellowing piece of notebook paper. The recipe will be locked in a briefcase that's handcuffed to a security guard.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, celebrating global passion to live life to the fullest with 25 runners from around the world. More on global heroes at medtronic.com. And by Farrar, Straus & Giroux, publishers of the new book by Thomas L. Friedman, Hot, Flat, and Crowded, Why We Need a Green Revolution and How It Can Renew America, wherever books are sold.
In certain movie theaters in Britain today, there's no popcorn. The Picture House theater chain has banned popcorn on Tuesdays. The company says some people just hate it. The taste, the smell, the noise, and of course, the price. A big tub of popcorn costs about 60 cents. But at the movies, you pay $7 or $8. There's actually a new book about this and other pricing puzzles. Richard McKenzie wrote, Why Popcorn Costs So Much at the Movies. Richard, why does it?
One of the reasons that popcorn is so expensive is that theaters see themselves in the concession business. James Edwards, founder of the Edwards Theater chain, once said, I show you movies in order to sell you popcorn. And over half of the gate receipts at movie theaters can go to the studios.
Right.
So what you want to do is keep the price of the tickets down in order that you can raise the price of popcorn.
And people are willing to pay the price because it's convenient.
It's convenient. It's also what the theater industry calls smellable, audible, edible.
It suckers me in every single time without fail. Even if I say I don't really want popcorn, you get there and the smell, it's over.
And once they get you hooked, I mean, there are all kinds of chemicals being released in the brain and so forth that makes moviegoers price insensitive.
Now let's talk about the different sizes and explain to us what the best value is for your money with popcorn.
Okay, well, what the theaters are doing is walking you up your demand curve and charging you a high price for the first few ounces. Then they're sort of walking you down. They know they can sell you more, but they've got to drastically lower the price on those marginal ounces.
Show us what you're talking about.
Okay, what I'm going to do is pour out the contents of a full tub of popcorn, the large.
All right, there we go.
And then I'm going to take the medium bag, and I'm going to pour it into the tub. And as you can see,
it overflows.
It's on the floor.
So why do people buy the large?
Well, I think some of them think that they're getting more popcorn. But you also get the option of free refills. And there are some customers who will buy the tub and then on the way out of the theater ask for another refill to take it home. And once you get two refills, you've got the price of popcorn at the margin down to less than 8 cents an ounce.
That's but a heck of a lot of popcorn, though.
I have to warn you that if you get a tub, refill it twice, and smother all three tubs with butter, you're going to be consuming the calories recommended for an adult male for 3 days.
Jeez, sounds awful. And is this psychological pricing, or is there an economic reason behind it?
Fundamental law in economics is the law of demand. That is, what they're doing is simply charging you more on those very first few ounces, and you're willing to pay more for the first few ounces by the law of demand.
Mm-hmm.
But to get you to buy more, they got to lower the price drastically.
Richard McKenzie, his book is called Why Popcorn Costs So Much at the Movies. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Finally this morning, the latest edition of the Farmer's Almanac is out. It predicts a colder than normal winter, and it has some advice on how to beat home heating costs. One tip from the 1770s suggests you can stay warm all winter with only one log. You just take it upstairs, throw it out the window, run down and get it, and do it all over again. That'll certainly keep the blood flowing. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.